All right. Hi, everybody. It's Jerick Ashley, and welcome to the call. I'm really excited about this teleseminar today and the information I'm going to pass on to you guys. I would recommend that you seriously take some notes because I'm going to give you some real content, some real strategies. And today's call is really about, you know, how do you get your message out to the world and actually get paid for it? And, you know, if you've watched some of my videos on it and things like that, you know, the thing is that, you know, it has produced a great life for me, you know, a lot of financial benefit and rewards, which is awesome. And, you know, I've gotten to meet a lot of great people, presidents of the United States, prime ministers of Australia and New Zealand, movie stars, rock stars, business leaders, all the rest of that. I've had the opportunity to do all kinds of really cool things in my life. Last year I was in Kuwait, coaching oil executives and doing a big seminar in the middle of the desert in a giant tent with the floor covered with Persian rugs. And all that sounds great, yet the best part of what I get to do is I get to share my message. It's really who I am. It's what I've always been about. It's what I'm passionate about. And I get to see and experience the benefit that sharing my message has done for other people's lives. And I have to say that by far is the most amazing thing. And, to get paid for it, what's awesome about that is that I don't have to work another job. I don't have to, do something else to keep a roof over my family's head and feed them and the rest of those things. That it's all in one for me. And, you know, if you're busy working a job somewhere else, instead of getting your message out there, then you're missing time when you do get to share your message, and you're going to be so tired and burned out and probably not be able to get the work done to, build your business and build your career. And then at the end of your life, you have a lot of regret of saying, hey, that's really what I wanted to do. I wanted to share my message. So today we're going to talk about a lot of different things, and then I'm going to open up the call to take questions. And if you have to do that, obviously, through the webcast. You can't do it on a phone or over Skype because it's just not set up for that just yet. But if you want to ask a question, please get on the web page, and you can do it that way. So let's start out and just talk about where do you start with all of it, right? And the first thing is that you want to start that you have to choose a niche. You know, you have to choose a specific area that you're going to be known as an authority on. Because if you're trying to talk to everybody, and this is really common, especially with authors, as an example, they get a publisher or they're going in to talk to a publisher, and the publisher says, well, who's your book for? And they go, everybody. Oh, my God, everybody loved my book. It's just for everybody. And the publisher is going to roll his eyes back like going, man, if it's for everybody, I don't have any idea how to market this. Because if you're trying to talk to everybody, you're actually speaking to nobody. You got to remember that the person who buys a BMW and the person who buys a Hyundai, well, those are two different people. And so you want to communicate differently to those two people because the person who's buying a BMW, you know, they're looking for something different in their experience of an automobile than somebody who's looking at a Hyundai. Now, if you had a Hyundai for sale on a BMW lot, well, BMW people probably wouldn't buy BMWs anymore because they want to feel prestige and they want to feel elite, you know. And then people who buy the Hyundai probably wouldn't go on the BMW lot to buy the Hyundai because they're going to feel bad that they can't get the better car and that they're going to have to buy the cheap one in front of the salespeople, right? So, and the way that you would market to those two groups of people is completely different. So a niche is very important. Now, you can talk on different niches, that's okay, but you're going to market those differently because of the different people that you'd be talking to. So as an example, if you're going to talk to people about, my mother-in-law is an example of that. She does some workshops on women's hormone balancing. Okay, well, I don't know if I'd really market that to men, and I don't know if I'd market that to 20-year-old women. So as you see, you want to know specifically what your niche is, and you can even have what's called a super niche. which is like health and fitness may be a niche, but how to get rid of your spare tire around your waist would be a super niche, or how to get rid of cellulite might be a super niche. And so if that's your expertise that you are talking on, now the next thing you can do is learn how to market that. So the first thing we want to do is find a niche. The second thing we want to do is then we have to build a list of people who would be interested in that niche. And that, for a lot of people, is the challenging part. I can't go into a lot of detail on this call because we don't have time for that. But there are real strategies for building a niche. And one of those would be is like social media. You know, you can build a web page on social media, on like Facebook or whatever, a public profile page, and start attracting people to that page who are interested in that niche. And if you look at Facebook, it's loaded with people's niche fan pages or public pages. And you start building a list of people. Also, you can have a capture area on your website in which people put in their details so they can receive something that is, again, related to that niche. Now, the third part of this is that once we get the list, then what we want to do is market products that are appropriate for that niche. And this is very important, because if somebody comes into your list and let's say that they're interested in, let's say, personal development, well, trying to sell them internet marketing, that is actually known as spam. It's against the law, because those people didn't come into your database wanting to find out about internet marketing. They came in to learn about personal development. And you don't really have permission to sell them those other things or market them for those other things. So not only can you get in trouble spam-wise with it, but also is that you're probably going to lose a lot of your list because they feel like you're spamming them and you're abusing their permission to send them information. So, again, we'll just go over that real fast. It's number one, choose a niche, be specific. And you want to choose a niche that people are actually interested in. And there's ways to find it out specifically. But that's important, because a lot of times I have people, you know, who want coaching from me, or just randomly ask me questions, and they go, hey, I got this business idea. And I go, great, what's your idea? And they go, oh, I'm going to, like, I'll give you an example. One gentleman wanted me to invest in earth-moving equipment that he was, you know, now this guy had never owned a business in earth-moving equipment or construction or anything. And I said, okay, well, let me ask you for a moment is, why are you choosing this as a business? And he said, well, because I went to rent one, and they were booked out for like a couple weeks, and I couldn't get one. So I think there's a real shortage here, and so I'm going to open up a business doing that. And I said, okay, what, because you went and couldn't rent one for a couple weeks? Oh, yeah, and I'm sure everybody needs one of these. And I go, that's your market research, is that you went down to one place and tried, well, no, I went to a couple places, and they didn't have it. I go, first, I would never invest in a business that acts that way and does that kind of market research. Or I have people saying, oh, yeah, everybody needs this. Well, that's interesting as well, because people don't actually buy what you think they need. They buy what they want. And so we want to sell them what they want. So that's why we want to find a niche that people are actually interested in. And like I said, there's ways to discover that information. It's real market research, though, that you have to do. Now, these days with the internet, those things are much more available to us than they were before the internet, which was a very expensive undertaking in those days to find it out. But people say to me, well, man, all my friends, though, want this. And I go, but see, that's not market research, because first, maybe your friends are just being nice to you and don't want to call you an idiot. Or maybe your friends are just like you, and so you guys are all interested in the same thing, but that doesn't mean there's a big market for that. We have to do more research for that. Then we got to build the list and drive traffic to our website. Now, you got to have a website, and you have to have a capture area on your website where you can get names and email addresses so you can build your list. And there's many ways to do that, and I recommend that you have to do all of them. Because one of the side notes that I want to put in here is this has to be done as a business. You can't do this as a hobby, unless that's all you want to do it as a hobby, but nobody gets paid for a hobby. Business means to make money. And it's not a dirty word. That's what the word business means, is make money. And business is built on systems, and it's built on consistent work on that business. And so, you know, you got to do all the ways to drive the traffic. But again, if this is what you want to do and share your message and get out to the world, well, then you do what you got to do. And it's not hard, again, because you want to systemize this in business so that it gets done. Because if you don't systemize it, what's going to happen is the more successful you get, the less life you're going to have, and the less enjoyment you're going to have, and the more pain you're going to feel. And then pretty soon you say, you know what, I don't want to be successful at this because I got no life. I'm not spending any time with my family, and I'm burned out, and the bigger my business grows, it gets even worse. And then pretty soon your brain wants you to self-sabotage and quit or procrastinate or whatever that is, because it's linking up pain to becoming successful. But those things actually don't go together when you learn how to actually systemize and leverage your business. So build a list. And then the last part is that you want to sell appropriate products to that list. And you can sell fringe market things to your list. So as an example, let's say somebody's coming in, you know, your list again is built on personal development. Well, those people might be interested in health and fitness products, programs, things like that. And so you could, you know, with soft marketing and getting their permission, you could, you know, offer them things like that as well. And then you'll notice that it gives you more opportunity to sell products. Now, you can sell your products, and you can sell other people's products for a commission, which is called affiliate selling. So you don't even have to be the person who creates the product or creates the message. You know, McDonald's didn't actually create hamburgers. They don't even make a good hamburger, but they sure know how to sell a lot of them. And so, you know, you can get very successful by either creating your own message or selling other people's products. And that might be harmonized with your message, which is fine. And I do recommend that when you're going to do this as a business, that you do mix it up from week to week month to month, rather, what you're selling, your products and other people's products, because what happens is if people on your list only hear your voice all the time, and it doesn't matter how good you are or how lovable or likable you are, after a while, people get sick of hearing your voice over and over again. You know, that, by the way, that's even for me. I understand that is, you know, people may really enjoy my products and listening to me and the rest of the stuff. But after a while, you know, they go, man, if I get to hear this guy's voice one more time, I'm going to kill him, you know. So it's good to actually mix up what products you're marketing. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that later in the call, so that your business is still growing and you're still making more money in your business. You're still getting the message out there of whatever you want to do to help people. And at the same token is that it will keep it growing and it won't stagnate on you. So now let's talk about the different vehicles or packages there are to get your message out to the world, right? One of those is e-books, which an e-book, in case you don't know what that is, it's about 20, 25 pages. It really shouldn't be any longer than that. And an ebook should be on a super niche, not on your niche. So you don't want to have 25 pages talking about health and fitness. That's just too big of a subject. But you might have an ebook on, you know, how to get six-pack abs or how to look great in your bathing suit for the summer. That's a super niche. And the places where you might want to go discover those super niche topics would be, is number one, go to your local newsstand. Every magazine that's on the newsstand is actually a niche. So weddings, brides, PlayStation, mobile phones, phone apps, motorcycles, you know, muscle and fitness, all those things, those are all niches. And the article that will be on the front page or in the magazine, you know, on the front cover, those are going to be your super niches. So as an example, if you go to and pick up like men's fitness, you'll notice that in men's fitness, you know, on the front cover, it might say, how do you get six-pack abs? And how do you get bigger arms? And how do you, you know, grow your chest? And how do you burn fat faster than anybody else? Those are all super niches. And that those are great subjects, if your subject's going to be about health and fitness, is to find super niches. Also, is if you go on to forums on the Internet for your niche, you'll notice that people are usually asking questions, specific questions, in those forums about specific things. Well, it's also a great place to get content for your ebook and things like that, because what you do is you go to different forums and actually sign up for different newsletters for people who are also in your niche, look at what they're writing about, cut and paste all that stuff into a document for yourself. Now, I'm not saying that's your ebook, because that's actually plagiarism. Yeah, and if you read those that information, and then you, now my high school teachers are going to roll over in their grave when I say this one, is really what you want to do then is basically your ebook is going to be a book report on all those things that you read from those forums and from those newsletters. And since it's going to be on a super niche, you're just writing like a 25-page book report. Now, if you ever look at an ebook, it's usually larger type. By the way, those 25 pages include the front cover, the table of contents page, maybe the thank you page at the back, the end. There are all those other pages. Plus, you're going to have some pictures and graphics in there and things like that. So it's not 25 pages of really serious text. Yet it, you know, it's specific strategies and information towards that super niche. And like I said, is if you write a book report on something that you're passionate about in your niche and about a super niche, that's your ebook. Now, ebooks can sell for anywhere from probably $27 to I've seen some for maybe $97, which is kind of top of the end. Generally, they're $27 to $47, things like that. So you got ebooks. Then another way to get your message out there is through books. Now, great thing about a book is a book also helps create your profile. Robert Kiyosaki says that Rich Dad Poor Dad is a $39 brochure that he promotes himself with, and it's really he wrote the book to sell his cash flow game. And that's what he did. But you got to remember, is people are paying for that brochure in which he's talking about himself and creating that profile. So books are a great product to get your message out there. Next would be is audio programs, then DVD programs, an online membership club, online courses, workshops, seminars, teleseminars, and webinars. Now, those are all different ways that you can get your message out to the world and teach people information that is in your heart that you want to teach. And it's exciting. Now, I can go into more detail about each one of those separate areas, yet that's really more what we cover in a super successful speaker, author, coach program, because it's much more entailed on every one of those. Because we got to talk about what do you put into those programs so that it's the content that your niche wants, because that's important. What does your customer want, and how do you find that out? And then how do you put that in a certain specific order within each of one of those products so that when they get it, it does deliver what they want and it helps deliver what they need. But remember, when we market those people, we're going to market them on what they want and not what we think they need, because people don't buy what you think they need. They buy what they want. So before we go any farther, though, I do want to talk to you guys about the super successful weekend coming up on the 26th through 28th, because it really is going to be very tactical. It's a workshop. It's not a seminar. You're not going to sit there and listen and just take a bunch of notes and leave. What it is, it's a workshop. And we're going to work on all these different areas on what do you say? How do you market? How do you promote yourself? How do you package what you do and the products that you want? How do you partner up with other people? They can help you promote. And they also have lists already. And really, how do you position yourself as an authority in your field? Because I'm going to make this very clear to you guys, is nobody wants to be taught by somebody who's on the same level as they are. They want to be taught by somebody who's an authority on their subject. Now, don't let that panic you and go, well, I'm not authority and I don't know how to do it. I'm just me. There's a way that you position yourself to be an authority in it. We're going to learn all that in the workshop. But not only are you going to learn it, you're going to actually build it. So I'm going to give you some content, I'm going to give you strategy, and then you're going to go away and do your homework right there in the room and build that piece. Then you're going to come back, and we're going to give you the next piece, the next chunk, and you're going to build that. And we're going to do this all the way through the workshop. So literally, by the time we finish on Sunday night, by Monday morning, you're ready to go. It's that transformational. And then, I don't know if you guys have seen the marketing for what I'm doing, but I said for the first 25 people, now by the way, this is already for the people who've already signed up, they're already automatically going to get this. Yet, so there's only about 10 spots left from this offer, and that is the first 25 people who sign up, they are going to get an additional $10,000 of value from me, which is going to be 6 months of coaching. So for 6 months, I'm going to coach you. If you look at the results I've had with my clients, it's awe-inspiring, it's legendary, and that's because there's a real framework to what I do in helping people, and I'm gonna create my own testimonial, so to speak, because I'm going to coach you for 6 months on this subject in a group coaching format, and that's going to be included in your tuition to the workshop. So think about that. Also, as you know, we're going to give a buddy ticket away to everybody who registers so you can bring a guest with you. Now, that's a full-price ticket that you're going to bring somebody along with you. And on top of that is I'm going to pay for all your meals for the day. So we're providing all the meals, so that's an expense you don't have to worry about. And then there's also 2 follow-up teleseminars. And the biggest part for everybody is it's no risk. It's a money-back guarantee. If you don't get what I'm talking about today and everything I promise you, tell me, tell any one of my staff, and you'll get your money back. Turn in your work booklet, turn in your name badge, and before you leave the venue, you know, say, I didn't get it, I didn't like it, I didn't think this was it for me. Awesome, we'll issue you a refund. The reason you turn in your work booklet is obviously if you didn't get it, you won't need what's in the work booklet. Make sense? So there's no risk. And if you really have it in your heart that you want to get your message out there and you want to be a speaker, you want to be an author, you want to be a coach, you want to have products that sell, and you want to help people with whatever it is that's in your heart, this is the place to do it. And it's going to be a very intimate room. It's not a big seminar. It's not a big crowd. We're probably going to only have 30 to 50 people in the room. And the reason I'm doing that is I decided that I want to make this a very intimate workshop where you have complete access to me to answer your questions, to help you out with all of it. And we're going to work on it in the room. Like, I'm not going to tell you about like, for instance, how to do a web, you know, that you have to do web videos. We're actually going to have the equipment right there in the room, and I'm going to show you how to edit it, how to put it together. And some people in the room are going to actually walk away with their front, their web page, front page video. Done. Finished. Right there in the room. You're going to build all of it. So it's going to be so exciting. So it's April 26th through the 28th. We do have a few spots left, as I said. And I challenge you, don't sit there and say, hey, I'm going to get everything from this call and I'm going to go be a master at it. I'm going to give you real information in this call that you're seeing, yet in the workshop, you're going to build it. And so you'll see on the side of the, if you're on the webcast right now, there's a button where you can click and it will take you to the sales page and click in and register. And don't snooze because you're going to lose, because remember, there's only a few spots left for the people who get the free coaching. And that will not be extended. It will not be expanded. And it was a product that we were going to sell in the room to people. And I decided, well, the first 25 action takers are going to get it. And that's it. You know, there's not going to be a second group. This is it. So register for the program. And now let's go back and start covering some more content, because I really want to make sure that this call is valuable for you, right? So what I want to talk about now is the four mandates of succeeding with your business and you know, getting your message out there and getting paid for it. And the number one thing that you have to do is you have to position yourself as an authority in your subject. And because the reason being is that people hire authorities who know, you know, they're the authority in their market. Now, you don't have to be the authority or the expert, you're an authority. You know, because again, that's one of those myths that are out there. Oh, there's already so many people teaching this, and why would anybody want to come to my workshop or anybody want to buy my book? Okay, well, we can talk about that for a moment. My book, How Would Love Respond, by far is not the first personal development book that's ever been written. There's hordes of them, and there's very, very successful ones. I have a copy of the very first personal development book ever written, 1856, called Self-Help by Samuel Smiles. Well, that book was reprinted about 50 times. That's because they were selling so many of them. Think and Grow Rich, 1937. The Science of Getting Rich, 1907. Tony Robbins books, Wayne Dyer, blah, blah, blah. The list goes on and on. But that didn't stop me from writing my book and taking it to a number one bestseller status. And my book, as of April 8th, has been out 5 years now, and my sales are up by over 600% since being a number one bestseller. So it just goes to show you that usually when people read a book on a niche, like let's say personal development, they don't say, hey, that book taught me everything and now I'm not going to read anymore. Usually what it does is creates a hunger in them for more. That's the exciting part of it. And so, like I said, is if people only listen to, let's say, Tony Robbins over and over and over again, well, like they're going to get sick of his voice. So they start looking for other people who teach in that area and have another point of view or another perspective on it or different strategies. So you have to position yourself to be an authority in that. And the way that this is done is going to be through your stories. And there's specific things, specific points that we're going to cover in the workshop, because those are the things you're going to work on that need to be in those stories. Because what that does is that handles the psychology of a sale. So there's specific things that go in your story, but by having those things in your stories, that's what gets you deemed as being an authority in your field. Also, it's going to be through your information and through the strategy that you teach. See, by having that, like we're just going to teach fluff. Well, that's not really, I guess you're an authority in fluff then, but if you really want to be an authority in something that people want to purchase, well, you're going to have strategies. So it's not just information, it's how do I do what you're telling me I need to do? And the last part is through your credibility. And I see your credibility really is built to be an authority. Comes from being authentic. Authentic, authority. I wonder if those two things are connected. Of course they are. You got to be authentic. I had a woman in New York who was speaking at a conference there, and she came up to me and she said, hey, you know, you think there's something wrong with that I'm a wealth coach and I want to teach wealth creation seminars, but I'm actually bankrupt? And I said, I looked at her for a second with a blank stare at my face, and I said, yes, I do think there's something inappropriate about that. I said, ma'am, what are you going to teach these people? You know, I mean, if you don't have it yourself, what are you teaching people? She goes, well, you know, you don't understand them. Once I start selling tickets to my workshop and people start hiring me as a coach, well, then I'm going to have money. I go, but that's not the same thing you're going to teach in the workshop, is it? She said, no. And I said, well, see, now you're teaching something that you don't actually do. You know, that's like being a fat person teaching how to get six-pack abs. If you might know the strategies, but I don't know if anybody really wants to learn those strategies from somebody obesely overweight. So it's about being authentic and being genuine. And I will tell you that caring is currency. And that means that when you add real value to people, they get it. And they go, you know what? I like this person. And because they're so authentic, I feel connected to them. And guess what? People do business with people that they feel connected to. And that's amazing because it's not a lot of work. And, you know, when you're that way, is you don't have to be the hard-nosed salesperson. You don't have to be Johnny Polished like a game show host. You can be you, the genuine you, and still be deemed as an authentic and an authority. And that's really what you want. And so I'm not telling you to sell your soul and become somebody you're not. I'm actually telling you how to use the best parts of you, yet market it in such a way that people want to purchase whatever way you're delivering your message. And, you know, look, I do a lot of speaking engagements, including a lot of free speaking engagements, like networking breakfasts and things like that. And people say, man, how did they get somebody like you at this networking breakfast? You know, this big international speaker, how did they get you? And I go, they called me and asked. Wasn't that hard? I go, but why would you do it? And I say, well, first, I'm polishing my craft. See, because if you don't use it, you lose it. You get rusty. I'm polishing my craft. And second, I might speak for 30 or 40 minutes at a networking breakfast and then turn around and sell $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 in products in the back end. And people, you know, there's no hard sell, and I'm not up there, you know, feeling uncomfortable doing a hard sell because, by the way, that turns off the audience. Yet, I still sell a lot of product. Last year, I did a one-hour presentation where I didn't even get paid and sold $23,000 in product in the back end. Right? But that's because I'm genuine and I'm authentic and I positioned myself to be that way. And people in the audience, now there was multiple speakers on that day that I'm talking about, and they came up to me and said, you know, Kurt, what I love about you, different than the other speakers, is you're not up there trying to sell your stuff all the time and hawking it and, you know, the big sales pitch. But man, why are you selling more product than anybody else? Matter of fact, most people aren't selling anything. And you sold huge, you know, your table got cleared off. And that's really because of the positioning that I do. And then also, like I was saying before, is through your stories, your information, your strategies, there's certain key components that need to be in there that deals with the psychology that handles the sale. And again, that's stuff we're going to be working on in the workshop. It's much too detailed and entailed to put that in this call. But that's the stuff that when you listen to it and you learn it, you're going to go, oh, my goodness, I can do that. That's not like outside my comfort zone. It's just stuff I didn't know how to do. And then you're going to build it right there in the room. The second of the four mandates that it's going to take to get your message out there is number two, is you got to package what you're doing. You can't just say, hey, I'm a speaker and I want to change the world and fluff like that. Is you have to know how to specifically package what you're selling, what your program is, because then you can sell it. But until you can, you know, put it in a package of some sort, you can't even describe it. So as an example, with coaching, if somebody says, well, I want to coach. Okay, what's your coaching program? Well, I'm just going to help people change their lives. That's not a package. With me, I have a year-long program, my coaching year. I only take 10 clients a year. I have a session with them every week. There's a certain price to that. A coaching session lasts as long as it has to last. We're outcome-driven, not to-do list-driven. So if it takes an hour, it takes an hour. If it takes 3 hours, it takes 3 hours. I only take 10 clients. So number one, I can serve my clients. And number two, I have a life. I'm not consumed with helping everybody else have a great life, but I don't have one. But I can specifically talk about what my coaching program is with people because it's so packaged that I now know how to market it. And it's the same thing with you as a speaker. It's the same thing with you as, you know, you want to write a book. Know who your customer is. Know what it is that you're selling, who you're targeting. Because again, when you deal with publishers and distributors and things like that, they're going to want to know that information. And if you say everybody, they're going to say that you're unprofessional and you don't know what you're doing, and they're probably not going to want to work with you. So you got to learn how to package it. And again, these are things that we're going to work on in the workshop. So you're going to really get a very clear understanding. Who is your customer specifically? And by the way, the more you know who your customer is, man, now you know how to communicate to that person. You know, imagine if you could say, hey, my customer is, you know, it's a woman, she's 32 to 40 years old, she's a mom, her kids are starting to grow up, so she's looking for a career for herself, or, you know, man, the more specific we figure out who our customer is, you know specifically how to communicate with that person. Just like I said, with a BMW person, that person's looking for different things in their automobile and the experience they want than somebody who wants a Hyundai. Well, if you know who is that target market that drives a BMW, now you know who to market to. And we're going to cover all that stuff again in the program. But again, if you already know some of these things, or you want to do the research out there to find out how to package, and step number three is how to promote, and step number four is partnering with other people. So that's affiliates, to get on board to sell your products with you and for you. You do those four mandates: position, package, promoting, and partnering with other people. You'll have a roaring business. And it's awesome. You know, I'm going to tell you, it's a wonderful feeling. Like, you know, every day I get cards and letters and emails from people who read my book all over the world. And people tell you that it changed their life, or saved their life, or saved their marriage, or the goals, or people who quit smoking, or all that stuff that I hear every day. I got to tell you, that's even better than the paycheck. The paycheck's nice, but that's what I do. Is I share my message, and I'm out here, out in the world to help people. And it's one of the most rewarding feelings in the world to hear that. Or people who come up to me in the airports or on planes, or, you know, sometimes talking on the street, say, oh my God, I went to your workshop 10 years ago and I've lost, you know, 45 kilos, and my business is succeeding, and I quit smoking. Whatever it is, it's just wonderful. It's one of the wonderfulest feelings, the best feelings ever. And those people are raving fans, who also, by the way, promote you, because when people ask them, hey, how'd you turn your life around, or how'd you get that result, they go, man, I went to this person's workshop, or I read their book, or I listened to their audio, or I did their online course. And it grows. But then you got to learn how to capitalize on that. So, again, the four mandates, just to recap, because I want to make sure I get some more information to you guys today on this call. I hope this is real value. And by the way, we're getting very close to opening it up for questions. So please write your questions in, and I will make sure I answer those for you. Okay? So the four mandates are positioning yourself. Number two is packaging. Three is promoting. And one of the things with promoting is, you know, people go, oh, I'm not good at sales, and I don't, you know, I don't like that, and whatever. Well, I'm going to tell you is that anything that you say you're not good at or that you don't know how to do should instantly be put on your to-do list of what you will now start to do. Because like anything else, it's putting one foot in front of the other, and you can get to anywhere you want in life. So if you don't know how to do something, you say, okay, well, what's the first step I got to take? And do that step. And then what's the second step? And then do that step. And where can I learn this information? Who can teach me? And step by step, you get along, and then pretty soon you get an understanding, you get a real knowledge, and then pretty soon you're so good at it, if you wanted to, you could sell the training on how to do that. But if you don't want to do this, well, I'm going to tell you that McDonald's is always hiring. And if you don't like it, you know, what you're going to have to do here to promote yourself, you definitely won't like working there. And my point being is that if you're not willing to do some of those things that maybe you're uncomfortable with, because you don't know how to do them, and maybe you're not really good at doing those things, well, then what's the point? You know, you're never going to get your message out there, and you're never going to be fulfilled that you got to do what you really wanted to go do. And I'm not talking to everybody in the world. Not everybody has a message. Not everybody wants to be successful. Not everybody really, you know, has a calling in their heart. But if that's you, and you say, you know what, yeah, I've got something in my heart. I've always wanted to teach people. So as an example, one of my private clients, you know, he's a young man, and he was diagnosed with cancer and got over it and cured himself. Well, man, this young man is so passionate about helping other people getting who have cancer or preventing cancer that that's his message now. And he's so driven by that. Well, but he doesn't know how to get it out there. Well, that's why he came to me. And now, you know, with the specific tactical step-by-step strategies that I've been teaching him, he's going, I can do this. Man, I can do that. And as an example, there's another gentleman that I work with as well that, you know, man, if you saw his first web videos that I made him shoot, they were rough and, you know, gruff and ums and ahs and I don't, you know, just really poorly done. Within a matter of weeks, by teaching him the specific things that need to go in the presentation and having him practice it just a little bit because he had to create the content, we shot a video, I shot a video for him, an edited for him, and in three takes, he had his video. And it's unbelievable, and now his front page video is done, which now promotes what he does and gets people then to sign up for his list so that he has a list of people to now market his appropriate products to. So it's, you know, you don't have to be Johnny Salesman, and but you do have to understand marketing. And you do have to understand the psychology of a sale so that you can do it, so that you get people to buy your products. Because here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen. The library is filled with free books, but the library is usually empty. There's not people in there reading those free books. Why? Because they don't value the content because they didn't invest in it. Excuse me. But if people buy tickets to your workshop, as an example, there's a much better chance they're going to do something with it than people who are sitting in a corporate seminar who they have their arms crossed and they look at you on the stage and they go, entertain me, I dare you. I didn't pay to be here. My boss forced me to be here. Go ahead. I don't, you know, and they're already switched off. Now, my job is to get through to those people anyways, and I do that. And that's why I still, even when I do corporate seminars, I still sell a lot of product. And people do come from those to my workshops, and they do read my book and the rest of those things. That's a different skill set that we're talking about. Yet, it's different for people who put their money down on the table and said, hey, I'm ready to learn, teach me. So that's why I say is that you got to do this as a business. And you can do whatever you want with that money once you get it. You can give it away if you want. I mean, there's plenty of charities out there who'd be happy to take your money. I don't know why you'd give all of it away, because now you're going to need charity. But, you know, when people invest in themselves, so we do have to learn promotion and marketing. And then, again, is nobody who succeeds does it by themselves. So you have to partner up with other people. It's not hard to do, yet there are very specific strategies for how you do that. Because if you don't do it with the specific strategies that I'm talking about, you're going to actually turn people off. And they're not going to want to help you, and they're going to turn you down. And I've seen that happen before with people where they've literally burned so many bridges with people that they got nobody to help them now because of just the way they approach people. And there's very specific ways to do that. So I hope this has all been valuable to you guys. And like I said, it's at this workshop coming up on the 26th and 28th. All these things that we're talking about today, you're going to get the ins and outs of doing it, but you're also going to do it. You're going to have it in the room. And it's exciting. I'm excited because I've been waiting years to put this program on, and people have been asking me for years to do it. You know, a lot of people have said to me, hey, Keurig, why don't you start like a coaching program, you know, in which people, you know, become like your coaches and work under you and stuff. And I said, you know, I really don't have the desire to do that. That's not something I ever wanted to do. And I don't, you know, since I'm not passionate about that, it's not something I would succeed at. But what I am passionate about is helping other people get their message out there and succeeding, because I got to tell you, the world these days needs help. And it's in a troubled place. And there's lots of business out there for everybody who wants to go out there and help people turn their lives around, quit smoking, lose weight, get in a relationship, keep the relationship, make the relationship better, improve in business. I mean, you name it. There's people who need help in any area you can think of and are paying to get that information. By the way, you know what the number one thing on the internet that is purchased these days is? Anybody? Well, since I can't hear you, I'm going to tell you that it's information. The number one thing spent on the internet right now is information. And if you're going to say, yeah, but everybody out there is already selling it, and I'm, you know, too late, I'm missing the boat, that is the worst answer ever, because their predictions right now is that within the next 2 years, the number of people using the internet is going to double. It's going to go from 2 billion people to 4 billion people. Now, think about that. When in history have you had the ability to have a storefront in which 2 or 4 billion people can walk by your storefront and see what you have to sell, and 24 hours a day without you having to be in your store? Never in history has it been easier to succeed if you apply yourself and you get the right knowledge. And you don't want to miss the boat, because the longer you wait, well, it's not that, you know, there won't be spots available, but you've stagnated. And that's why, you know, the workshop, I'm excited about it, because I'm going to watch 30 people come out those doors, and they're going to be a force to be reckoned with. You know, they're going to be people who literally are going to make their mark on this planet. And instead of just talking about what they want to do, they're going to actually be set up to do it. And I'm excited. And I can't personally help everybody. And not everybody connects with me. I get that. There, you got to remember is that there are people who are going to connect with you that won't connect with me, and vice versa. Yes, there's going to be some overlay where they connect with both of us, but you're going to have people who connect with you that they won't connect with Tony Robbins, and they won't connect with Wayne Dyer. They'll connect with you. Why? Because it's of who you are. And so you want to make sure that you get your message out there and deliver it. And I challenge you. You know, you got no risk. Set yourself up and go, I'm coming. I don't know how I'm going to do this. I'm going to do it. And by the way, it's with the workshop. You'll notice on the sales pages, there's three options to pay for it. Number one, you can pay up front the full fee. Number two, you can make two payments, two installments. Or three, you can make three installments. Right? So I'm trying to make this as easy as possible for you to come to this workshop. But guess what? I can't do it for you. You have to take the action. And like I said, it's not a seminar. It's a workshop. You're going to be building these things, these components that you need right there in the room. And it's going to be done, and it's going to be polished. And you are going to know how to put together a presentation, whether that's a speaking engagement, whether that's a seminar, whether that's what you'd say even in your book, you say it on your e-books, on your audio programs, all that stuff. You're going to go, I can do this. And you're going to find out how to specifically find out what is it that your niche customers want, so that when you create your product, it's what they want. And if it's what they want, well, doesn't that seem like it would be easier to actually sell it? Absolutely. And, you know, I get it all the time. You know, I think everybody needs to know this. And I go, oh, that's great, but people don't buy what they need. They buy what they want. So April 26th through the 28th, it's here on the Sunshine Coast of Australia. Man, we got people coming in from Singapore and Asia, the States, New Zealand, WA, South Australia, Sydney, obviously Brisbane, Sunshine Coast, people coming from all over the world. I'm excited. I'm super excited because we're going to create little warriors out there. We're going to go out and spread their message and succeed at it. I'm really, really excited about that. And, you know, somebody called me and asked me, and she said, hey, but I don't even have a book. Is this workshop right for me? And I said, absolutely. And she said, why? And I said, well, look, when I first was writing How Would Love Respond, I was already studying marketing and publishing and how do you get an agent and how do you promote it and all this stuff. I was learning that along the way, because when my book came out, I wanted it to go big right away. But I didn't want to have my book done and then all of a sudden start reading or learning about marketing and promoting and all that stuff, because then your book's sitting there and you lost energy and maybe even some enthusiasm about it because you got disappointed that you wrote it and now it's just sitting there. And so I did all that. Well, guess what? After my book came out, within 4 hours of it being released, it took number one on Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble's. I hit 15 bestsellers list. 30 days later, we hit another 10 bestsellers list. And like I said, my sales are up over 600% since being a bestseller. And the reason I say that is I'm going to teach you how to do it. How do you get your book out there, and how do you get to the bestsellers list? Because I'd like to tell you, my ego would like to tell you that it's because I'm so great and, you know, that you know, everybody loves me. The truth is that it's a strategy. It's a real marketing formula. It's a real step-by-step formula. And you do it, and you go, oh, my goodness, I can do this. And I actually know how to do this. So be excited. Be very excited. And show up at the workshop. Like I said, if you're on the web page right now, you can see there's a place to click, and it'll take you through to the sales page. If you have gotten emails from me, you'll notice you have those sales pages available to you with the videos. We'll tell you more about the workshop. Or if you don't have those, you can always email me at ask@curicashley.com, and we'll send you that information. Okay? So it's A-S as in Sam, K as in kite, at CuricAshley.com, and just say, hey, I really want to come to the workshop. Can you please send me through the information, and we'll send it through to you. Okay? So now I'm going to open up to take some questions. I see we already have some, which are great. And then what I'll do is we'll give you guys some more information, and I hope this has been valuable to you so far. Let's see. We've got Tom from Melbourne. Hey, Tom. How you doing? Will you teach in your workshop how to get paid for making speeches? Absolutely. You know, Tom, one of the things that I hope I wasn't on mute that whole time. So Tom's asking is how am I going to teach you how to get paid to make the speeches? Absolutely. The thing is that, you know, I make a very, very lucrative living as a speaker, and I work in 17 countries right now, and people are always in awe of that. Like, man, how do you get booked in so many places? How do you do that? So now I'm going to teach you is how to get booked if you want to do your own workshops and seminars, but also is how do you get the big corporate jobs. Now, the reason I say the big corporate jobs is because, you know, you can speak to mom and pop businesses if you want to, but they probably don't have the financing to pay you as good as some of the big companies do, right? And so if you have, like you're going to speak for an hour, well, you can get paid $1,000 for that hour of speaking, or you can get paid $30,000 for that hour, right? Well, which one sounds better? And I'm not talking about just for the money. Because what happens, though, is if you make $10,000 in an hour, well, that means you don't have to work as often, and you can spend more time with your family and more time with your friends and do things and have fun and all the rest of the stuff because you've taken care of everything. Quicker, easier. And then also is how do you sell from the stage without sounding like you're selling from the stage so that now you actually leverage it again. So as an example, is I'll do a speaking engagement, let's say a corporate one, and they pay me my fees, which, by the way, is nice. And I'm very excited about that because I remember what it was like working construction on my, you know, as a laborer, where you're swinging a sledgehammer, breaking cement, and you're making like $15 an hour to, you know, to manual labor. And that doesn't add up very fast, especially after, you know, living in the United States, Uncle Sam takes a big chunk of that in taxes. So to work for an hour and make thousands of dollars, that's awesome. And by the way, I'm not so out of touch with thinking that that isn't great. I'm really excited about that. Yeah, then also is, you know, imagine being able to get that corporation that you're speaking for to maybe buy your books or your audio programs or your online courses or something else that you sell, where they buy one of those for every one of the delegates in the room. Well, now think about how big your paycheck gets, right? That's leverage. And so, yeah, I'm going to teach you is how do you get booked? How do you get booked? How do you even get in with the speakers bureaus? Which, by the way, speakers bureaus are agents that are out there for speakers. And a lot of times corporations, when they're doing their conference, they will go through a speakers bureau to find certain speakers. Okay, but how do you get into a speakers bureau? And then how do you get on their top of their list for the people that they're going to send out the most? See, that's really specific strategy. And that's why I work so often and all around the world is I've actually really learned how to promote myself and market myself. And I've taught this to other people. And they're working all the time. A great example of that would be as you guys may or may not know, is in the year 2000, I took the women's Australian beach volleyball team to win gold medals at the Olympics. And in those days, you know, the girls, Natalie Cook and Carrie Pothars, you know, they were volleyball players. Now they have very, very lucrative speaking careers. They're great speakers because, again, I taught them what you put in a presentation, how do you do it. And they make lots of money, and they happen to be authors and have other products that they sell and sell a lot of that. And speaking is a great place to sell your product. Why? You're on stage, and you have all those prospective customers sitting in front of you. And by the way, it's a great place to get coaching clients as well, because there you are promoting what you do in a way, like I told you, a very specific way where it doesn't sound like you're selling, and except for you are dealing with the psychology of a sale, and it happens. So, yes, we are going to teach that. I hope that answered your question. Sue from Ohio. Oh, I love that. Hello from Ohio. She says, I haven't written a book yet, but would like to. Can I still attend the workshop? Sue, I think this is the workshop for you, because you're going to understand what to put in that book. Now, by the way, I'm talking about non-fictional books. This is not about writing a novel. There would be, obviously, that's a whole different conversation. But if you want to teach something, you have a message you want to put together, you're going to see what needs to go in that book. So How Would Love Respond is an example of my book. It was specifically written to help people not just learn information, but to facilitate real change. And in order to do that, though, you got to make that book have certain things in it so they want to read it. If you have a dry book and it's boring or whatever, and they don't, you know, and it doesn't hit these points, they won't buy into what you're teaching. They probably won't even buy the book. And if they do, they probably won't finish reading it. So, yes, you're going to learn everything, and you're going to be way ahead of the game, Sue, when you go to put your book together. But not only that, is like me, is you're going to learn how to sell that book and other things that will go along with that book. By the time your book's finished, you'll be able to launch it right out of the gates because you already have that system put together, and boom, book comes out, and man, think about how what it felt like to me. Now, let me go back a little bit and tell you guys that I tried to write two other books before How Would Love Respond, and both of those I put months and months and months of work in and wrote one 7 chapters long, the other was 8 chapters long, and I quit because I didn't know what I was doing. I wrote myself to a corner. And so I was not fulfilled. But also, I want to tell you guys that I'm pointing out that I wasn't great at this originally. I didn't even know what I was doing. And then I educated myself. And by the way, that took me years to do. Years and years to do, to learn that and learn what to, and hire people. And it cost me thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars to help, you know, and books that I had to read and all that information took me a long time. And one of my fortes in life, or one of my skill sets, is that, yes, I've learned how to be successful, but my other big skill set is I actually know how to teach. And that's different. There's a lot of people who, as an example, are great salespeople, but that doesn't mean they know how to teach other people how to be great salespeople. A lot of times people get promoted to sales manager because they were a great salesperson and they fall on their face because they didn't know how to do it. They didn't know how to teach it. So I actually know how to teach it. So I'm going to take all those years and all that time and effort and money that it took me, and I'm going to give it to you in 3 days. You're going to get it, and you're going to go, I can do this. And matter of fact, you're going to really have it. But I also want you guys to think about who else is going to be in that room, right? Well, remember I told you that one of the things you want to master is, you know, one of the things you need is partnering up and affiliates to, you know, get your message out there to their database and their list and help each other out. Well, man, when do you think that in that room there's going to be a good place to meet some of those contacts? That's something to think about, right? So, Sue from Ohio, I look forward to you coming to the workshop, and make sure you come up and give me a hug when you're there. You know, and I'll tell you a quick story, Sue, is that when I was in Cincinnati, I was doing some speaking engagements there, and somebody asked me to speak at a school, a junior high school, in a place called Lower Price Hill. And there's a Higher Price Hill. The amazing thing is the people in Higher Price Hill, they were the wealthy people, and the people in Lower Price Hill, surprisingly, were the lower income people. And it actually, Price turns out to be somebody's name, but it just weirdly worked out that. Anyway, there was a school that I spoke at where they had a 100% dropout rate for 20 years. Nobody graduated high school for 20 years. And they asked me to speak at this school. Well, I got to get through to these kids. 650 kids there. And I realized if I don't do something, these kids' lives are doomed. Well, I put together a program for these kids. And I said, if you come to my program and you graduate and you stay in my program, you graduate high school, I'll pay for university for you out of my own pocket. 30 kids took up my program. 30 kids graduated high school. Think about how wonderful I feel that my message can transform people's lives at that level. That's what I do, why I do it. And obviously, you know, there was cost to even create the program and the rest of those things. And that's what getting my message out there has done for me. It's given me the leverage, the financial leverage to be able to help people as well. And that is also very rewarding. And as I was saying about my book, is think about how wonderful it feels to sit there the day you launch it and you watch it climbing up the list on Amazon and Barnes and Nobles, and all of a sudden there it is on 100. And right there, you're a bestseller. But now it's 65 and then 30 and then boom, 1. Man, that was an amazing feeling for a guy who tried to write 2 other books and failed at it. And now it not only knows how to do it, knows how to teach it. So, Sue, I hope to see you at the workshop. And take the action. And by the way, when you come to Sunshine Coast of Australia and you see the resort we're working at, it's not an expensive resort. It's a beautiful resort. You're going to go, I want this life. I want to be able to see places in the world like this more often, more consistently. And matter of fact, that's another cool part about my speaking engagements and what I get to do. I get hired to speak at corporations all over the world in the coolest places, Bali and Thailand and Hawaii and Kuwait and, you know, all these cool places. And they're paying me to be there. They're paying me to stay at the hotel. They're paying the bill, feeding me, flights, everything. And guess what? I just take my family with me and we extend the trip and we get vacations all over the world. My wife loves my job. It's a great thing. And my dad used to say to me, he goes, well, you know, but you've got to pay for your flights and your accommodation. I go, no, Dad, they cover that too. And he goes, man, how do you get that job? And I go, I created it. And it's very rewarding. So, Sue, I hope to see you there. Warwick from Auckland. I'll be in Auckland, by the way, next month. I'm going to be there. So I hope I get to see you, Warwick. But before that, I hope I see you in April. And he says, great seminar. Thank you for your time. We can't make it to the workshop. Is there going to be another one in Australia or New Zealand? That's from Warwick, Australia, and Sarah, who wrote that. Sarah is, like I said, I will be speaking at the Property Tutors event in Auckland. It's a whole different subject that I'm speaking on. I don't teach property. I teach personal development. So you can go to that workshop and meet me there. We are talking about looking at doing some other workshops around the world, but right now we don't have any dates because Jack of all trades is the master of nothing. So we're staying focused right now. And if you can, come to the Property Tutors event. It'll be in Auckland in May, and also I'll be in Wellington about 2 weeks later. Helen from Auckland is asking, hi, Kirk, I recently purchased a magazine publishing business, and I see that there will be great benefit from attending Author Speaker Coach Seminar. I've registered myself and my partner, personal partner, not business, for the seminar. He is currently employed and does not work in my business. To my knowledge, he has no desire to be an author, speaker, coach. I am committed to committed to having him achieve something great from your workshop. What can he expect to achieve, and from what space does he need to come from when attending the workshop to achieve amazing results? Well, I'm going to start with the last part of that, Helen, first, and that is what he needs is an open mind. And just be open. Don't sit there and say, this isn't for me, this isn't for me, because then it won't be. You got to remember is whatever you tell yourself becomes your truth. Just have an open mind, because he may not be in thinking about being a speaker, author, or coach now, or you're going to notice, Helen, that this really has nothing to do with being a speaker, author, coach. I'm just focusing on that because, remember, I said you got to choose a niche. But these are actually the same strategies that I work with all my corporate clients with, all my business clients, because it's business. And it's the same thing, getting yourself out there and marketing it, because business is always done in sales. If you want to make money, you got to be selling something, product, service, idea, something. And the only way we're going to get it sold is through understanding, promoting, and marketing, and understanding how to package it so you can promote it and market it. And so I think it's going to be really benefit for him, but also for you and him, that you guys will be able to at least bounce ideas off of each other. And, you know, he may love staying at his job, but he might get some ideas later down the line in life and say, hey, you know what, I want to do as an example, like a network marketing business. One of my private clients this past year, when I met her, she was having problems paying her bills. Now she's making over $100,000 a month. She's the number one money earner in her network marketing business that she's in. And she did that in a year. She literally rocketed by everybody. But guess what? Exact same strategies that you're going to learn here, right? Same stuff. And by the way, knowledge that you learn, as long as you have an open mind, will never be wasted. If you later in the line, it might come in handy, whatever. Or you might use it somewhere else in life. It can't be wasted. I got to tell you, even your husband comes, your partner comes, and, it's really not something he wants. You know, he doesn't want to be a speaker, doesn't want to be an author, doesn't want to be a coach. I got to tell you, it's going to be more valuable than sitting at home watching Jerry Springer or a football game or anything else you can do, because in life, either you evolve or you dissolve. Now, I'm not saying if he wants to watch a football game, God bless him, that's awesome. But if you come, have an open mind, and you'll be surprised what you learn, and it might spark something in him where he says, oh my goodness, I do want to do something. I just was saying I don't because I didn't know how to do it, and I kind of buried that dream within myself. And that happens quite a bit with people, and the lights come on. And it's funny, it's usually like in our firewalk seminar, the people who tell me there's no way I'm going to firewalk, they're always the people who run to be first in line and then do laps where they keep getting back in line and doing it again. So I think it's going to be the same way here, where I think he's going to open up his eyes and just go, oh my goodness, man, I learned some stuff today for me and I never expected it, but because I had an open mind, I got it. And so I'm really excited to see you at the workshop. And, again, with your publishing business, it's business. And to really help people get their book done. And by the way, there's probably going to be some people in that room who are going to come to you and say, hey, I have a book idea. You have a publishing business. And I'm guessing, Helen, you already thought about that aspect. For everybody else in the room, just so you know, there's a woman who owns a publishing business, was a magazine publishing business, but maybe that's how you want to get your message out. And there's going to be somebody in the room that may be able to help you with that. So I hope that was a benefit. And who else do we have as questions? Oh, again, Warwick is asking me, what are the last few books that you've read? Well, I have a library of them. What are the last couple books that I've read? Because I go through so many. One of the great books that I've read is by Rachel Birmingham. It's called Savvy. And, it's about how, now if you don't know who Rachel Birmingham is, Rachel Birmingham and her writing partner wrote a little book called The Four Ingredients, which has sold like millions of copies. And, awesome, book, and they got a TV show. And just to let you know, is one of our guest speakers at the workshop is Rachel Birmingham. Right? Because she's going to teach you, how did she sell so many books, and how does she market herself, and how do you get a TV show? And she's awesome, a dear friend of mine, and somebody I look up to, and I've read her book, Savvy, which I highly recommend, again, because it's that. And then the other book that I've read recently is called The Writer's Journey, which I highly recommend if you want to write a non-fiction book, because the next book I'm writing right now is a novel. And it's being written, designed to be a movie, because I got a call from Robert Downey Jr.'s people. He read How Would Love Respond and was talking about turning it into a movie for himself. Which the funny thing is, because How Would Love Respond has a lot of my own life in it, I would have got a call from Vin Diesel, but anyway, that didn't happen. And there's no killing people in the book, so maybe that's why he's not interested. But I thought about it. I said, wow, what a great way to get my message out there is to now write it in novel form. And so the writer's journey is about how do you structure any great tale, whether that's a movie or a book or whatever that is, because there's, again, certain key points in it. And the writer's journey is like a must read for anybody who wants to write a novel. A fictional book. Okay, so I hope that answered your question.
Another word.
Work. Firewalker. All right, I love that. Can you please summarize the four mandates? I see. Position, packaging, promoting, and the last one is partnering with others to promote. Partnering with others to promote. So that would be extending your reach through other people's lists. So as an example, I'll give you a quick example of that, the value of that. I last week was interviewed by two really amazing ladies in Canada who have an internet radio program that they do. This is the second time they've interviewed me. Yet the first time was a couple years ago. It got huge ratings and people loved it. But I contacted them this time and said, look, I have this new workshop I'm coming up. I have an affiliate program where you'll get commission on it if you want to. Would you guys be interested in doing another radio show with me? And they said, yeah, we'd love to. Kirk, and man, you were a huge hit last time. And people loved it. So they'd love this. And I said, this is the subject and this is the content I'm going to teach. Well, we've taken, and this is in 1 week, we've taken over 350 new names in the database just from people who've listened to that radio show so far. But here's the thing. That radio show, they make it available to play for a couple weeks. So that means we'll just keep collecting more and more people into the list. Now think about that. Imagine 350 more people to market your business to, market your products to, market your coaching to, market your authoring to. And then, because you have the specific strategy that we're going to teach in the workshop to know how to do that, man, you can convert a lot of people, and that's wonderful. Now, because it's an affiliate program, they also make a commission on that, right? So they make a commission on any sale that comes to us, and it's all automated, so it's all transparent. Once you sign up as an affiliate with us, you can see who signed up under you, how much commission you're getting. So that's the way this has to be done. And again, you're going to learn that in a workshop, is how do you put together that program to not only get the affiliates, but to create the program so that it, because people, they're going to be leery if you say, yeah, I got an affiliate program, and they go, okay, where do I sign up? Oh, no, no, just send my email out, and then, we'll kind of keep track of it. And they're like, how? You tell me who you sent it to, or what, and they're like, oh, you know what? I've been ripped off too many other times in life. So there's real systems for doing that. Plus, the systems make it way easier. So that's the value of promoting with other people. That's just one. By the way, my database has grown by over 1,500 people this month just by different affiliates sending it out. But I told you, 350 from one person. Another person this week, it's been 150 people. Now think about that, 1,500 new people to market to in a month, and it's growing. I can look at my email right now, and I can see that we're still taking people from just those two sources I talked about now, plus the other ones. And it's way bigger than that. And you'll see there is huge value in that. That's leverage. And you got to remember is, like I said, people want other voices. They don't want to hear the same voice over and over and over and over again, week after week, month after month, year after year. So, if you work with other people in their list, well, guess what? I can sell their products to my list as well because there's an overlap there. And if I get a commission on it, well, I got to tell you, my bank account doesn't complain when it grows because I help sell somebody else's product. Does that make sense? So it's really valuable on many, many aspects. So I hope that answered that question for me. Also, Sarah, also a firewalker. I love it. Oh, Unstoppable. Hi, Kirk. How do you choose business partners and affiliates? Well, it's a great question. And I can give you the lowdown on it. A lot more of the specifics of it are probably a little too much for this call because we'll be on a call for like 10 hours. It won't be 10 hours. But the number one way is that, know your competition. You know, find out the people who are the big industry leaders in your industry, you know, in your niche. Now, a lot of people go, I don't like my competition. I think, that is not a good strategy. Is no, like for instance, Rachel Birmingham. Rachel teaches personal development. She teaches how do you become successful in these niche areas and stuff. But she also understands that not everybody wants to hear her voice over and over again. So I talked to Rachel and I said, hey, Rachel, would you mind, coming to my workshop and be one of the speakers, you know, and blah, blah. And she was like, excellent. I'd love to do that. Love to be around your people, Kirk. And I said, would you mind marketing out to your people, and there's an affiliate. She goes, love to do that. No problem, you know. And she goes, hey, by the way, I'm doing a book launch for my new book next year, you know, later in the year or whatever. Would you go, excellent. So as you see, it's not that hard. But, again, I gave you the lowdown on what you say to those people. And you got to remember is I have some credentials these days that helps me. But don't let that stop you. Because I had to get to where I am these days by being able to do this before I had the credentials, before I had the public profile like I do now. And that's what I'm going to teach you how to do in the room. We're going to go, I can do that. Because, you know, everybody starts somewhere. I mean, remember, I wasn't born Keurig Ashley, public figure, with a large database and huge, you know, gold medals at the Olympics and a best-selling book and all that stuff. As I told you, the story about my book is I started out not knowing any of this stuff, none of it. I didn't even know how you got paid to be a speaker. I didn't even know how to get clients to be a coach. I didn't know any of that stuff. And I was doing a lot of speaking engagements in the early days for years, but never knew how to get paid for it. And, you know, and then when I did learn how to do it, how to get paid, I didn't really learn how to get other people to help me. So I was out there doing the hard yards and speaking engagement after speaking engagement. I was in Singapore, between Singapore and New Zealand. I did 400,000 miles of traveling in 1 year. I did over 80 speaking engagements in 4 months. Now, that was like 3 to 5 speaking engagements every day. Pretty soon, it was like a speaking factory for me, you know. And I can tell you, it wasn't very rewarding. It was definitely burning me out. And that was me trying to build my database and promote my products and stuff. And all that I was getting was burned out. So when I really learned the power of networking and affiliates, that was valuable. And so we're going to teach real specific strategies in the room. But again, is look for the people who have the biggest list. And then there's an appropriate way to approach them and how you handle that relationship. And once you learn those things, you go, man, I can do that. Brian Tracy did a testimonial for my book. Anthony Robbins. New York Times bestsellers. Well, there's, again, appropriate ways that you do that. And again, that's affiliate in its own way because a lot of those people also ask me to do a testimonial for their book, and now you got a win-win on your hands. But also is when you do testimonials for other people's books, guess what that makes you look like? That's right, an authority in your industry because you must be somebody because you're a testimonial in somebody's book. So, there's again, we're going to learn all that stuff. Lauren says, can I attract my perfect clients or customers? Do you have tools to teach how? Absolutely. Coaching is one thing, how to coach. That's a whole different story. Or how to work with your clients. It's a whole different strategy. But how to get the clients, that's the key. So I'll give you an example of that is, I used to speak at a company, I think they went out of business, whatever called Success in You, or they sold or whatever, you know, the guy who owned it, you know, wasn't very scrupulous or whatever. But I used to speak there and, you know, these people paid lots of money to learn how to be a coach. And I felt for these people because they would come swarm me after the speaking engagements that I would do for them. And, you know, please teach me how to get clients. I got no idea how to get clients. And I'm so passionate, but I don't know how to get my business going. And I'm like, well, what'd you learn? What did they teach you in this program? you know, that you went to about how to be a coach. Well, that's what happens. You know, people go to these programs, not just that company, but many other companies. I'm not knocking any of them because, you know, maybe they learned how to be a coach. Awesome. But that's not how to get a client. And how to get a client is a whole different kettle of fish. And that's what I want to teach people in the room because, man, there's nothing sadder to me than when I meet people who really want to coach and get their message out there and help people, and they're so frustrated, and they can't make a living at it. And they wind up quitting because they're so frustrated they just can't take it anymore. So, yes, we're going to teach the specifics and how do you get the clients. How do you get them? And by the way, I also say is go for the five-star clients, not the, you know, not the four-star client, not the one-star clients. Go for the five-star clients. You know, those are your first. They're going to be better clients. They're going to respect you for what you do and listen to what you do and put into action what you teach. They also pay their bill on time. They actually will pay more money because they're investing themselves. I mean, you got to think about it. I have clients, the top five oil executives from Kuwaiti Petroleum had me coaching them last year. I think those people can pay their bill. You know, Tamati Ellison, who plays with the All Blacks. By the way, he's going to be at the workshop. And he's coming because he goes, you know, I'm not going to be a football player my whole life. I want to coach, whether it's football or be a skills coach or whatever that is, a life coach. I want to learn to do it. So he's going to be there. Movie directors, movie stars, TV stars, rock stars, music composers, business leaders, right? Well, I go for the five-star client. But you got to understand that that's also why I have such an amazing list of credentials and results with my clients, because when you go for the five-star client and that's who you get to be as your client, well, they also take the action, they have the follow-through, and they become your living testimonials. And, you know, if you can go to lower-end people, you know, they don't do anything with it. They don't produce the results. And now it's harder and harder to market yourself because, you know, you don't have that energy behind you. And so it gets easier and easier for me to get clients because I have more and more people with results. And, you know, my outcome is that at the end of a year after my clients coach with me, is I ask them, I said, so how much did coaching cost you this year? And they go, nothing. I dwarfed that amount. Matter of fact, I have a client now who was my client in 2003, and I helped him do his first multiple million-dollar deals and whatever. And right now, he's doing a property deal that the profit is $15 million. And he hired me again this year because he said, I want to write a movie script and be in a movie. And I said, okay. He goes, will you coach me? I go, yeah, let's go. You know. And he said, you know, Kirk, I got to tell you, last time and even this time, you didn't charge me enough, which, by the way, it's $27,000 to be my client. He goes, you didn't charge me enough. You should have charged me $250,000 because I've made millions and millions of dollars off of you. And I go, that's awesome. And that's my outcome. That's what I wanted to hear. And I'm very happy with the income I made. And he goes, man, you should have taken a percentage or something. I said, I don't work that way. That's not what I do. And, but you know, they have people that excited. That's the people who invest in themselves. And I am definitely going to teach you how to do that. Not only that, you're going to know what to put in a presentation that attracts those people. What is it? What's the point to get somebody to act and say, I want you to be a client? And I got to tell you, whenever I need other clients in my business because I have a couple openings, I just unleash that content in a speaking engagement or whatever I'm doing, and I get swarmed. People go, I want to be that, I want those spot. I want that spot. And people go, man, like how do you always have a full roster and you don't really do any advertising? Like, why is that? And it's very specific. So, again, you want clients, you want to show up, and you're going to learn it. You're going to love it, and it's guaranteed, no risk. See, that's putting your money where your mouth is, but that's how certain I am about what you're going to learn and the strategies. But you got to remember, ladies and gentlemen, that I'm not really a speaker. That's part of what I do. My number one job is I am a success coach. I teach strategies. I get people across the line. And so my workshop is not about teaching you content. It's to help you facilitate real change in your life, real tangible results, because that's what I do, and that's what I love doing. I'm not a motivational speaker. People get very motivated because they can see their dreams to become a reality then. But that's not what I teach. I don't teach motivation, and I'm not getting you there to wow you with my brilliance of everything I know. I'm there to give you key usable strategies so that you can benefit from them. And that's where I get my biggest joy, is watching people get the results in their life. So I challenge you, show up at the workshop. You know, it's an intimate crowd. It's not a big seminar. It's not a big rah-rah session. It's a workshop. You're going to be working on yourself. Like I said, 25 people are going to get free coaching valued at $10,000 for 6 months of follow-up with me. That's, who offers that? Well, that's because I believe in what I do so much that I'm going to put my money where my mouth is. Also, is you get a buddy ticket. Bring somebody along. By the way, you can sell that ticket if you want to. I don't care. As long as it's appropriate, and as long as the people who show up are going to be appropriate, because they'll be asked to leave if they're going to be inappropriate. Like, there's no smoking at the workshop, you know, or being disruptive or whatever. You know, I can't think of how somebody would be inappropriate, but people find ways. But otherwise, you know, do what you want to do. But you get that ticket where you can bring somebody along who you can bounce ideas off of. You can build this together. You can work on things. You can help each other. And you get to follow up teleseminars with people going to teach you how to do publicity and marketing and getting on the radio. And one of those people has sold 250,000 copies of his book. And he's going to teach you how he did that. So real powerful stuff. And right now we have a special on is we get $250 off your ticket. And I think this is going to be the last week for that. So be an action taker. And by the way, once the room sold out, I will not be expanding the room. We won't do that. We're going to keep it intimate. So I look forward to seeing you there. Any other questions? Well, I think we're out of time, too. And I think you guys are good. If I hear Keurig's voice anymore on this call, I'm not going to be able to eat dinner. So what I'd like to say is I love you guys. And there's a question I'd like to ask you, and I'll hear your answer regardless. And that is, if somebody lent you their car, a really nice car, BMW, Ferrari, Mercedes-Benz, and asked you to take care of that car as they went away for a while, when it came back asking back for their car, would you make the attempt to give them back the car in the same shape, if not better, than what it was given to you? And I could hear you saying, yes, I would. Well, your body is your vehicle that your creator gave you to transport your soul to your adventure through life. So when you're asked back for it at the end of your adventure, make sure it's in the same shape, if not better, than what was given to you. And I'm really honored to be on this call with you and to be in your presence and certainly see you at the workshop. And remember, all your dreams come true when you make the decision to make them come true. God bless, and have an incredible day.